Hello and welcome back to Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzy B. This is your host, Cardzy B, aka Bex. As some of you already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I started learning tarot when I was still in elementary school and began studying it on a deeper level over the past few years, including drawing my own deck, Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzy B, which will be available this October. Some of you may have noticed the fierce new theme song, which is preceding this podcast. So a big thanks to the Magical Mofos, Stephen Hughes, and Charlie Lance. Thank you so much for producing and creating this. I'm so in love with it. We're finally coming through the eclipses and Mercury is back to hanging out direct. So things are looking up, which also I think the new theme song definitely gives that vibe. The month of August has been a strong force for sure. August came in with the messages from Justice, aka Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and also the Five of Pentacles. And both of these cards really asked us to kind of reevaluate some things in our life and look at perspective. If you want to get more info on these cards and how they relate to August specifically, you can go back to episode 2 of the podcast. So, what everyone's been waiting for, the card of the week. All right, guys. Oh, okay. The Hermit. The Hermit's an interesting card. So traditionally, this card is a cloaked figure walking across a dark seascape and holding a lantern. So this card can be, it can kind of give an ominous feeling. I know that when I give readings and clients see it, they can be like, oh, that doesn't look good. But actually, this card is to remind us to kind of go within and, you know, go to that place of nurturing and self-care. And a lot of times, you know, if there's a lot of noise in your life, whether that's from outside people, opinions, energies, work, spouses, whatever it may be, it's really saying, hey, just can we kind of like put that aside for a moment, go within, meditate on it, ask yourself, what is it that you really need, what you're really like, you know, intuiting in a situation, what's in your highest and best. And you know, when you sit with yourself versus seeking outside validation, I think you can come to that with a lot more clarity. So I like the Hermit. In my deck, this is Barbara Streisand. And I think she kind of has that. And she's kind of known as being a little bit of a hermit. But she has that strength that comes from a really deep and powerful inner wisdom. I feel like this card is also really going to help us through the waxing moon period that we're in. We're you know, just exiting out of the new moon, going into the waxing quarter moon, and then the full moon, as this, you know, the waxing moon is the moon is getting more illuminated and fuller. The full moon is actually coming up on Sunday, August 26th. So now is a time to really, you know, it's definitely getting clarity on what we want to manifest. I know last week we talked about the Four of Wands and how we're kind of going into that kingdom of the dream life. And the Hermit's kind of asking us to dive deeper into that and really ask ourselves, you know, free of any other filters or veneers, what is it that we really, really want? And what are we, you know, willing to release that isn't authentic? And what are we going to be unafraid to fully let in? Last week, I had some really great comments about the podcast. And one of the questions was, when do we release the month cards? So that is at the beginning of each month. There's going to be one card that was pulled at the beginning of 2018, and then one that we'll pull live right before our weekly cards. So the September month will be the next live pull for that. So thank you for all of your comments. There was a lot of lovely feedback about the episode and a lot of appreciation for the traveling psychic. She's so amazing. And I know that if you loved her, you guys are going to freak out about Joey Healy. I'm so excited to introduce Joey Healy, the most influential and sought after eyebrow specialist, star of Bravo's The Singles Project, and one of my very best friends in the galaxy. Hey, Joey.
Hey, Cardzy B, how are you?
I am so excited to finally have you here. I love that, like, we both have this kind of overlap in the metaphysical world, but we, you know, initially work together in kind of the beauty and fashion spectrum. So I'm excited to kind of collaborate in this world as well.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, it's you meet in those kind of worlds and then you really connect in your metaphysical interests. And so you and I have been on a very similar journey to the metaphysical. And I love seeing this podcast and I love everything that you've been doing.
I love that I came over, and first of all, this is like my first session on the road because I'm at your place, and I love that you made me this
Can we just talk about this magical potion that you made me?
Part of my metaphysical explorations are something as simple as essential oils, which I absolutely love. I have a lot of doTERRA oils, and there's a very popular blend called On Guard. It's great for your immune system. It has orange peel, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus. It's just tasty. And so just mixing it in with water, and then you have a fancy magical cocktail.
This is gorgeous, and I totally feel like it's going to just help me sleep better already, and I love the presentation of it. I think that we should add a potion section to the podcast. Yeah. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely.
All right. So obviously everyone knows you for being the brow master to the stars, but you also have added a fierce line of beauty products to Joey Healy Brows, and now you've even expanded that into wellness candles, which I'm clearly obsessed with.
Yes.
So I thank you so much for the quartz one that you gave me. I'm obsessed with it. But how did you come up with like the product idea and the design for these?
So basically, I'm known for eyebrow products. I have 24 products that are geared just to eyebrows. However, I wanted to try something new. So you and I both love candles. It's a big part of our life. I have candles all the time in my home. So I thought, why not create one? I also like to burn a candle at Joey Healy Eyebrow Studio, and I was just buying candles I liked. I thought, this is my chance to make one. But you have to make a candle special. And I thought, what's special to me? What's personal to me? And it's my love of crystals. I'm obsessed with them.
They're gorgeous.
They're expensive. I love them. I want them everywhere.
Yes,
me too.
I would like to sleep in a crystal.
Please, a crystal cave. Please, if you guys know where there's a crystal cave where we can sleep in, please write in.
Yeah.
I love crystals. And so I wanted to create a candle collection. I thought that there should be something cohesive about the products that I do and the scents that I do. So it was very clear to me that I like soy wax. I found a company who had beautiful candles. They were capable of doing a design that I loved, which is, it's a black matte vessel. It's in a very fancy...
It's gorgeous packaging.
Yeah. Packaging counts, you know? So sometimes even the most beautiful candles don't have the best packaging. Like, I always thought Diptyque was lovely, but they're so simple.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of give you everything.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. So it's called Joey Healy Candle Collection, and the first one is called Quartz. It's called Number One Quartz. I plan on releasing one every 6 months. The next one coming up is in the fall. It's called Amethyst.
Ooh, and I love Amethyst.
Yeah, I do too. It's a powerful stone. Every single candle comes with a hunk of its namesake crystal, and that's right under that lid. And the idea is to manifest.
It's a big piece too, because I know crystals are expensive. As a crystal connoisseur myself, and you get like a very nice sized piece of the crystal.
You do,
yeah.
And the thing about the candle, it's like I said, it was easy enough to figure out what I wanted in terms of soy wax, 80-hour burn time. The quality is a part of Joey Healy Eyebrow Collection, so it was going to be part of Joey Healy Candle Collection. High performance products that are beautiful and well packaged. To be honest, the candle isn't a huge money maker because it costs a lot of money to make, and so the candle is priced at $55, but there's a lot of time, money, and love put into it, including giving you a piece of crystal. The quartz we sourced from Brazil, and you do get a big hunk of it, and you also get a gorgeous candle. So Number One Quartz launched probably in mid-April, and the scent is a warm amber and a French rose. It's something
really
that I absolutely love. It's very boudoir, it's very sexy, it's very romantic. It's got the warmth of an amber and the complexity of a rose. Rose is my favorite scent and always has been, so I wanted the signature scent to be something that had rose in it. It's also not overwhelming for you guys who burn soy. It kind of has a soft, dreamlike scent. It's not like a smack in the face. And the idea here with these candles is that you take the crystal, you hold it in your non-dominant hand, which is sort of the one that you use to set intentions. It's the hand you use to receive. For me, that would be my left hand because I'm right-handed. The ritual of the candle is written on the back of the box. You hold the crystal to your heart center, you close your eyes, you set an intention, you light your candle, ignite your intention into the universe. So, you know, it's more than just the candle. There's the candle, the stone, and the ritual. And for me, that's what a wellness candle is.
I love that. Yeah, I love that that is all like included in it. And you also kind of give people on tips how to incorporate that into their own ritual, because I start and end my day with meditation, and I do work with crystals. So I love that that gives people kind of a mini starter kit. And this is a great, I think, especially with the rose in it, like roses, I don't know if you know this as well, but it's the highest frequency plant.
My friend Bex told me.
Indeed.
You told me last time I was over your apartment. I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah, so I spritz me and Lola with it every morning and before bed. So I think this is a great way to start and end your day in meditation and like putting your intention into the crystal. So it's, I'm so excited.
Absolutely. I like that idea too of like, you know, when you're meditating on a crystal, to actually have some action point behind it. So you meditate on the crystal and then you light your candle and it's kind of this action point of like igniting your intention. And you know, we light candles at certain times during the day. For me, it's in the evening. And they sort of set the tone. So if you are one to meditate and you need to have the proper seat, the right loose clothing, maybe having the right candle, the right scent kind of puts you in the zone. Again, it's a departure from my eyebrow collection, but we've been burning them at the front desk and people have been just coming in and loving the scent. And then, you know, it's amazing. I kind of put myself out there a little bit with like my like hippie stuff. I'm like, I have a crystal candle and people are totally into it. And,
that's the thing. I feel like the more, and I don't know if you heard my guest last week, who's the traveling psychic, and Deborah, she was basically like coming out of the spiritual closet, basically. Like I was on a work retreat with a client in the fashion industry today and somebody mentioned listening to the podcast. And I'm like, oh yeah, Bex is a tarot reader. And you know that? And like these private equity guys are like, oh my God, that's so cool. Can you do a reading? And it's not at all what I would have expected. But I think that, yeah, and I think that everyone that I've been so excited about your candles, everyone that I've told about it, and they obviously know you for your beauty line, is like, oh my God, that's a really cool extension, and they're really excited to check it out. So,
you know, I put a lot of myself into my product line. It is Joey Healy is the company. It is who I am. And I think that after now having a product line for 8 years, I want to start to put more of myself in it and things that I'm interested in and passionate about. And I really see the opportunity for extension. I already have the third scent. It's going to be obsidian. I'm looking at bloodstone, which is a really interesting stone. It's a kind of like a hybrid stone for the fourth one. But they will all have that nice tie-in. And I'm also picking scents that I feel like are tied into what the stone is. Quartz is about clarity. It's about like kind of heightening your psychic powers, deepening your meditation, clearing negativity. And I feel like the scent itself, it's something you guys can't smell on the podcast, but there's something really sort of clarifying about it. It's like warm amber and rose. It's kind of like a nice hug, the scent.
It is a little hug from the universe.
It is.
It's
complex, but it's simple at the same time. And so I feel like when I thought of the stone and I thought of the scents, I really put that into consideration. Amethyst is also one that aids in meditation, and that one is going to be like mesquite wood, neroli, oak moss, something that's a little bit more grounded. I sort of have been trying to pair the scents with crystals, which is actually a really fun thing to do.
That's cool, yeah.
But, you know, we'll see how it goes. It's a new product, but it's been doing well, and then it's something I'm really passionate about. I'm proud of.
Awesome. I love that. I love that. Yeah, it's funny that we both recently, I guess within the past couple of years, kind of came into an appreciation with crystals. Mine was through meditation and yours was through meditation and yoga as well, right?
Yeah, yoga led me down a lot of paths and crystals was one of them. You know, you and I both like shiny, pretty things. Like,
indeed,
I'm like, ooh, it sparkles.
It's a blessing and a curse for
it
me.
It is.
Yeah.
I also have always been attracted to them in like home decor settings and stuff, and I have a lot of them in my apartment. But they do have like vibrations.
Well, and you know what? Like, I also love that yours, because I've seen candles kind of in some sort of metaphysical stores, and they are usually within the wax. So I like that yours is removable, because I do have my little rituals when I travel.
Yeah.
And I take certain crystals with me, and I can't take like a massive candle. So I like that you can kind of also travel with that.
Yeah, we put the candle underneath the lid. Funny enough, there's a lot of crystals that if they're in the wax, they emit like toxic gas when they're burned. So I look
good. Oh, wow.
Isn't that funny? And I don't know that people know that. So some crystals, they chemically decompose into something that you wouldn't want. And you know, frankly, is I have a cosmetic line, of course, and I always want the best products, but I'm cost conscious. So I had my assistant who does all of my sourcing for the products source different types of crystal. Now, this is a guy who doesn't really know a whole lot about crystals.
Well, now he does.
Now he sure does. And it was
Educating the masses.
Hello. There were crystals that were clearly knockoffs quartz. You have to be very careful. Sometimes you find glass. It's just...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they don't have the energy. They're a lot less expensive. I was never tempted to put that into the product, but when I'm looking for cost-cutting measures in the product line so I can bring it to the mass market at a decent price, I had options to go with crystals that were inauthentic, less powerful, lower vibration, and I... Of course, didn't.
I think that, like, you can see that, though. It's so funny. So my niece, who is now 11, she's really into crystals. I think it's, like, trending overall, which is great, because I think more people are getting exposed to that as kind of, like, an energetic healing modality. And they have them at, you know, like, the Claire's in the mall. And I got her some from Rockstar Crystals on 26. And she was like, but Aunt Becca, these are, like, real crystals. And I'm like, if her little 11-year-old self can sense this, like... Yeah.
Even with like fake quartz, they put like fake cracks into it. One thing that's really cool about quartz, I don't know if you guys know this, with clear quartz, it always has six sides. It's hexagonal. It's molecularly how it's formed.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, any piece of crystal, it always, even if it's weird and jagged and strange and it's clear quartz, it has six sides.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're easy to feel. So maybe that's a good test.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, I got a bunch of things in when we were sourcing that were like aquarium rocks. I was like, this is not clear quartz.
Totally.
So, you know, you could rest assured that I know a good crystal when I see one.
Indeed. I also love that it's funny, I think it was like we were at dinner maybe a year or so ago, and that was, at that point we found out that we both had a love of like tarot and oracle cards.
Yeah.
Because it's something that I keep saying on my show, like I did very young, put aside until the past couple of years, and then I found out that you have all of these Lenormand decks.
Yeah.
And like, so I don't know as much about them, like how did you get introduced to that deck specifically, and like what is the difference between Lenormand and tarot?
So, like you, tarot interested me from an early age. I had a couple decks. I had the Rider deck, right?
Yeah.
It's the Rider Wire or whatever.
Yeah, it's like the intro.
The common deck, right? So I had that, and I took great interest in it, and then, you know, sort of fell by the wayside as we sort of grew up. But I think it's some of those things that you're interested in when you're younger are the things that are actually important that kind of come back up. And
so
then just
true.
Through your life, they get buried over time. So I was in Namaste, which is a wonderful store. If any of you listeners are in New York City, it's on 14th Street.
Namaste, yeah.
They have the crystal table. They have great books. It's everything from incense to stones to cards. And that's where I came across my first Lenormand deck, which caught my eye. Because I didn't really, I guess I didn't understand that cartomancy is like a whole way of divination. And so using cards for divination, it's not just tarot. And so the Lenormand deck is 36 cards. The tarot is 78. The Lenormand does not have suits. The tarot does.
Oh, okay.
The Lenormand, I just picked up a deck. And then
I've seen them. They're beautiful, but I didn't understand the differentiation.
There's the biggest differentiation, not only is just like that they don't have suits and there's 36 of them, it's that they're very, very literal. So you can spell out a sentence with them. It's like semantics. It's not as... the interpretation is broader with tarot, and with Lenormand it's less so. Lenormand cards, to give you an idea, are usually, they're always one word. There's anchor, snake, book, key, heart, coffin, stork, ship. The tarot is from the 15th century. Lenormand is from the 18th century. Mademoiselle Lenormand was a famous psychic and like a cartomancy queen of France.
And she just like made her own.
Yeah.
That's
and so
cool.
I, you know, it's unclear if that she used a similar deck, but they use her name for it, but she was using cards and she was like, she did Marie Antoinette and all those are her clients.
Oh, that's amazing.
Our clients are like, you know, like whatever, J-Lo, whatever. Hers are like Marie Antoinette. It's a little different. But the Lenormand is, it's lesser known, but if you guys are interested in tarot and you don't know, just give it a quick search because you might find that it kind of supplements your tarot knowledge. But it's really interesting. I do 3 card spreads every day. I do yes, no spreads. They're very literal.
Okay.
I think that it's hard for people who do tarot to really understand the idea. It'll write a sentence for you. And I've had such accuracy with them that I put so much trust in them. They're just an incredible, and it's like anything else with tarot, you find the deck you like, and I've gone through many decks. I still go back to my original, it's the Bluebird deck.
I kept going back to it until I was drawing my own. I kept going, that was literally, my mom is, and she listens to this, I'm sorry, but she's kind of a hoarder. She's getting better at that. But like
sorry, Pam.
And you you know her, not like actual, like keeping like packaged like containers of hoarder, but she keeps anything of my childhood hoarding.
That's sweet.
So she still had my original deck, and just, like, luckily I was grateful for her. She's like, see, sometimes it serves you. But so yeah, I kept going back to that deck, and I had bought so many tarot decks over the years. Yeah,
that resonated me when you said that, because like when you have a deck that you like, they feel good in your hand, and it's also not as much about always the deck, it's like your relationship to the deck, and I feel like I get more accuracy with the ones that I have, which are the Bluebird Lenormand. I have prettier decks that are like more artistic and cooler, but that's the deck I like. But it's just really interesting, and there's a lot of great books on it. Rana George wrote a great book called The Essential Lenormand. She also has a podcast.
Oh, cool.
And you know, I just find that she's really interesting.
It's
just, and it's also reignited my love of tarot, but I find that I bring my Lenormand cards wherever I go, even if I'm going overnight on like a vacation, I just don't leave without them.
Yeah.
So I'm like fully a Lenormand dude.
I want to learn more about it, because obviously my background is all in tarot, but I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah,
so it's very
I'll teach
cool.
you.
So I have, you know, I'm going to ask you like both then, because I ask everyone that I have on, what is your favorite tarot card? But I would like to know both then. What is your favorite Lenormand, and which is your favorite tarot card?
Those are good questions. I have to say, the tarot cards to me are more beautiful in some ways, and they're because they're less literal, they're more like inspired and magical.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite tarot card is the Magician.
Oh, nice. Lady Gaga.
Perfect for that.
Yes, love that. Yes.
It's to me, it's a card about action. It's about manifesting your dreams. And I just connect with that card. I think it's kind of like the core of the deck for me.
Yeah.
It's also one of the first cards.
Yeah, because it goes from like the Fool is zero, is like starting with, you know, just nothing, kind of optimism, and then the Magician makes shit happen.
Exactly.
And I think of Lady Gaga. I'm like, she's innovative. She like, you know, really made things happen in her career and in pop culture. So
that
yeah.
is something that I aspire to be, and I try to live, and I feel connected to that card, and it makes me happy. And I think that's the thing about these cards, is the ones that make you light up are the ones that you love the most.
Yeah.
My favorite Lenormand, there's so many great cards. The heart is really great. It's about love. It's a big red heart.
Yeah.
It always means good tidings coming your way. There's, because the semantics of the Lenormand are read in a sentence, the coffin, which would seem like a really bad one, means the end of something. Very similar to death for you guys.
Yeah.
So like if the coffin comes after the mice, that mice can mean stress.
Oh, okay. So it's like the end of
stress. Right?
Oh, nice.
So there's certain cards that don't always have a strong negative or positive connotation. They really swing both ways. But like the heart card is one of those ones that's just so supremely positive.
Yeah.
Unless you have heart coffin, I guess. But the heart is one that's just like, in Lenormand, you separate the cards into positive, neutral, and negative. And there's
okay.
a lot of neutral cards, but the heart is just so positive, and it's about love. And so if you're doing, you can activate cards. So if you're doing a reading, you would use the heart card and put it at the center of your reading.
Okay.
But I like to not activate cards. I like to look for them as they appear in readings. And anyway, the heart card for me always makes me happy. It always feels like something good is coming my way. And you know, everything is based off of love and fear. So when you get love, then you know you're in the right side of the cards.
Nice.
My least favorite card in the tarot is probably the Devil, because unlike the coffin, which means like the end of something and it can go either way, the
yeah.
Devil is always negative.
I know. I feel the same way. Do you do the numerology? I think we were talking about this before. Is like I'm in the year of the Devil, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Makes a lot of sense. The past.
2019, when are you coming?
Yeah, yes, please.
I think of like addiction.
Definitely.
Giving somebody else your power.
It's Whitney Houston in my deck. May she rest. I mean, love her, but
yeah.
she obviously died of struggling with her own inner devils and addiction.
She died her struggles were her demise. Her legacy is what's amazing.
Oh, definitely.
But her ending was tragic in the deepest sense of the word, because it was her being drowning in her problems.
Yeah.
And so, quite literally.
Yeah.
That's so terrible.
So that's why, I mean, love her. And I think she's obviously so extremely talented and so beautiful. And I used her for it was a hard card.
Yeah,
and
that's a hard
card. I really had to think about it. And I was like, oh, because I love her. But I was like, Whitney Houston. It just like, that's what came to me with that card.
Admittedly, though, because it's bad patterns that keep repeating.
Mm-hmm.
I think my least favorite Lenormand card would have to be, I would say the snake, because mm-hmm. it's somebody who's deceptive. You know what? I have to change my answer. It's the fox. Because there's the fox and there's the snake.
The fox sounds like it would be happy.
You know what it is? It's that the snake is somebody who's an evil bitch and you know they are. And they're clearly, it's just clearly negative. The fox is like, you know, the fox in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
The fox is like deception. The fox is sneaky.
Like manipulative.
Okay. Yeah. And, and usually quite negative. It's cheater. If you're doing a love reading, it's cheating. If you're doing like a friendship reading, it's somebody who's like kind of talking behind your back. So the snake is, like, you see a snake, you know it's a snake. A fox is smart and cunning. So to me, listen, there's nothing negative. Like, it's not my least favorite card, but if I see that card, it really kind of perks my interest. And I have to think of who's the fox.
Yeah. I have a lot with that in tarot, too, where it's, like, there aren't many. Like, my least favorite is also the devil. Unfortunately, my year card. But,
oh, my God, so bad.
But I have a lot that also, you kind of are like, okay, it's a little bit of a, like, warning or, like, heads up. Not necessarily bad, and there are, I think, good aspects to them, but it's a little bit of, like, just raise your awareness. So.
There's some cards that strike you as overwhelmingly positive and some that strike you as negative, and it's just, like, the fox makes me uneasy when it comes up in a reading for me.
Yeah.
But for sure, the devil, and I think that a lot of people would answer the same in tarot, because I feel like that is almost unmistakably and undisputably, like, the card that's really hard in a reading.
I mean, I think that, oh, definitely. I think that, like, in this, and then having it in this year, for me, I was like, okay, I'm going to conquer this and come out of it into, like, the tower energy. But, yeah, it is. I definitely, it's funny, I definitely agree. That's my least favorite. Even though, because it's clearly all, you know, females in my deck that I'm illustrating, but even though I made you your special one for your birthday, King of Brows, which clearly would be yours.
It's such a great card. It's an honor to be part of, like, it's like when you get, like, a bonus track on a CD.
It is the bonus. Thank you.
I'm like the Japan version of, like, the release with bonus tracks.
Oh, I'm totally already thinking of ways we can talk about that offline, of how to incorporate, like, a bonus release of your card.
I love it.
But anyway, if you were a traditional card, obviously aside from King of Brows in tarot, what would you cast yourself as?
You know, it's funny because I think that role changes all the time. And this one would probably surprise you, but, like, the hermit is something that I would cast myself more as. I'm extremely extroverted, but I think that in this journey that we're talking about of things that are more esoteric and things that are more about divinity, and they're about your soul, and they're about your exploration of, like, the universe, I think the hermit is speaking to me the most, because I don't think anyone else would cast me in that role, but it's just kind of going inward to
definitely
me to find.
I love that.
But you and I have found probably a new place within ourselves, a powerful place that, like, is about, it's not about other people, it's not about money, it's not about success, it's not about what's happening around us, it's about what's happening within us.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that idea of solitude to me is, like, super attractive, and, like, the discovery within. And so the hermit would be the card that I would cast myself as. And I think that, you know, it's about kind of, for me, like, a process of self-discovery that has nothing to do with anyone but me.
Yeah, I love that. It's the hermit is Barbra Streisand.
Oh, I love that.
And I love that card as well, which is funny because when I was in the past and when I was younger, I disliked that card and I found it alienating.
Isolation.
And that's what I guess in, like, ways it is, like you're saying, but I now also see the empowerment in it. And I think it's probably just where I am in my life that I actually appreciate that card. And when I get it for myself in readings, I take it as, like, what do I need to kind of meditate on? What do I need to, like, go within and just clutter out the noise in my life and focus on?
If you ask that question to you and I at different points in our life, the answer will keep changing.
Yeah.
But I think when you're in, like, your spiritual awakening, I feel like you, and especially when, you know, you and I both lead busy urban lives in fashion and beauty, that card becomes, like, actually really significant and, like, attractive.
Yeah.
And kind of, like, elusive, because it's really, you know, being the social one, right, is not really is challenging as it is to sort of like find the like inner tranquility and peace.
Well, and I don't know. I think, you know, I came over here after finishing the intro to this, but the card of the week is actually the Hermit.
Oh my God, I love
and,
that.
Yeah, and it's going into, because I pull a card live every week.
I know.
So it's going into waxing moon cycle, which is, you know, the moon's getting more illuminated. And it's that in that time period, it's kind of a time of manifestation, but also nourishing yourself to find truth in what you really are looking to bring in. And, you know, not necessarily because you're supposed to or because, you know, outside voices or energies are telling you to, but like to really kind of take that step back in the waxing moon and say, what do I really need for myself? So I was, you know, when I got it, I was like, that's actually perfect for the timing that we're in.
That's so funny.
That's great that you picked that.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much. I was so excited to have you on, and I want to have lots more chats with you on and offline.
Obviously. I hope you guys enjoyed our chat. I want to give all the listeners a promo code for the candle because I feel like I want to share this with you guys.
Yes.
So joeyhealy.com is my website, joeyhealy.com. You'll see a bunch of fabulous eyebrow products. But everyone who listens to the podcast, if you use the promo code CardZB, it'll be 10% off of your entire order, brow products included, for a limited time. But CardZB, if you enter that promo code at checkout, it'll be 10% off your entire order. And I do encourage you guys to get the quartz candle.
Definitely. I'll put all of that information in the episode notes as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Oh my God, I could not possibly love Joey Healy anymore. King of brows, ladies and gentlemen. And I also, his potions are pure magic. He is definitely a magical little wizard that I definitely knew in a past life. So great potions in the house. The candle is phenomenal. I also can't believe he picked the Hermit. Like, we totally have a crazy, like, psychic connection between the two of us. I felt that since the day I met him, but I love that he picked the Hermit. And that was literally, I did the intro to this right before going over to his apartment and pulled that for our card of the week. So amazing synchronicity there. So just to quickly recap before we head out, August is asking us to work through Justice and Five of Pentacles. And this week's message, as we mentioned, is the Hermit. So really go within, be true to yourself, and take some time to just, you know, filter out the noise and pull up that sexy cloak and get your inner Barbara Streisand on to figure out what you really want to manifest for this upcoming full moon. Thank you so much. Don't forget to check out CardZB on Instagram. Also for New Yorkers, check out Psychic Sundays at the Ace Hotel from 5 to 8, as well as September Sunday lunches at the Green Pear Cafe. And definitely head on over to joeyhealy.com to get your 10% off with code CardZB. I would highly recommend that quartz candle. It is my new fave, and I love all of his products, but that candle is pure magic. Thank you again. Thanks, Joey. Thanks for listening. And keep the comments and the reviews coming. I so appreciate it. Until next time, stay magical AF.